And we have Zainab as our host back today, and also we have Peter, who will be doing some analysis also later on with us. We've got some exciting... Hello, Zainab.
Hi, how are you, Hasan?
Fine, my dear. So we've got... and we also have Sunny here today. She's been in with New York, and she worked with Letterman, actually, in that small office, and we've got some exciting people. So we have another thing for our listeners, actually, that I just want to let you know, that Peter is a sound engineer, actually. He's quite talented, and but his chart is like a forensic astrologer. That's what I want him to become. So we're going to be talking about some very interesting things in the news these days. I wrote about John Benet Ramsey in November 1997, that who I thought was the killer and all that. And also we did the chart of Carr, the fellow who was saying that he killed and all that. I compared that his chart also. And I superimposed his chart on hers to see why, he's showing up now, and what is his chart shows, because it's very different from what the media is saying. So I let Zainab read up some of the John Benet thing that I'd written before, and I'll keep on analyzing as it sits on.
Okay, this is a little portion from November 1997 from your newsletter. John Benet Ramsey was born on a full moon with Sun in Leo, the sign of fame and limelight. She also had a Venus-Jupiter conjunction.
I just want to say, that when people are born at full moon, by the way, they have real ups and downs in their life. Because the sun represents your goals in life, or to some extent, your career, etc. And moon represents your harmony, your home and family. So when they both get touched off at the same time, so when these people have the career change, their home change also happens. Because both sun and moon get positive or negative aspects at the same time, so they're very much accentuated.
Okay, she also had Venus-Jupiter conjunction, which gave her social popularity, and she was destined to be quite popular and famous in life.
That's right. It's a very strong aspect. Most actresses now are born with the Venus-Jupiter aspect also. It's a very wealthy aspect to have as well. It's an easy aspect of wealth, and of course, both the parents were quite wealthy as well. And it is an aspect of beauty also to some extent, yeah.
And the little Miss Colorado had moon in Aquarius, same as Princess Diana.
That's right, exactly. See, Aquarius, the moon in Aquarius itself is almost exactly, it's opposite to its in nature. Like moon is family and home, and it's the rule of Cancer. Aquarius is exactly opposite, because there's no family, nothing. It's like, it's ruled by Uranus. And these people almost have a sort of a push and pull. On one side, they want the home, like in Diana's case, she wanted a home, she wanted a family, but as soon as it came too close, it's to leave me alone, I want my freedom and independence. Real, like a push and pull. So she had that aspect, but I think I wrote something about the parents about that also, right? About Monica.
Yes, which indicates an erratic home and an eccentric or brilliant parent, and the father involved in computer graphics business. Yes. Although Moon in Aquarius is excellent for media attention,
yes,
it was also squared to Pluto and Scorpio.
That's right. You see, the moon Pluto square. At first, I thought she was Leo rising, actually, because I didn't know much about her date of birth. Now we know exact times. She was Gemini rising, or maybe a late Taurus rising, probably, which I think. I don't think it was, because Taurus rules the ear, nose, and throat, and she was strangled. So I was saying that she had Taurus rising. I don't think she had Gemini rising. And it's like 0 degrees Gemini, so just a 4 minutes and time birth also make that difference. And... what was the last thing you said? The moon Pluto, that's right.
Pluto and Scorpio, that's age right. Of violence, mafia, terrorism.
Yeah, the whole 90s. 90s was, Pluto was in Scorpio. All this oil and 1.2 million tons of bomb in Iraq and all these things. And we predict, actually, that U.S. base will be formed in Middle East based on that. It's one of the most violent aspects. Every 246 years, that aspect happens in Pluto and Scorpio. And it almost like captures the imagination of the masses. Like 256 years ago, there was in a Victorian time, there was this novel of this Tom Jones, his lascivious activities, obviously a bit like Casanova, but a bit more erotic, that they were published, and they really rocked the whole of Europe. The same 246, like a scandalous aspect about all the essential connotations to it. But the Moon-Pluto square is like a major upheaval at home. It's like a violent aspect at home. It's like a Moon in Scorpio, almost.
Yeah, that's exactly
And also
what it
indicates on the mother... Or when the parents, but possibly the mother, had some major enemies. And Moon represents the mother figure. I don't think it was the mother, but somebody who was like mother figure, an older woman who was like an enemy.
Right. That's exactly what it says. It says a mother figure being a secret enemy. I believe that she was born with Leo in the first house, same as Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, no, she didn't. Actually, I thought about Marilyn Monroe, but Marilyn Monroe was a Gemini, and she had Gemini rising. There was a similarity.
But which gave her the charismatic personality, but also put Scorpio on the third and fourth house.
Yeah, she didn't have Scorpio in the fourth house, but she had Moon Pluto, which is very similar, actually.
This indicates danger at home as well as near one's home from relatives or neighbors.
Actually, her danger part that she was, you know, I'm just trying to find where her chart is. Just give me one sec. Okay, keep. Yeah, she was not born with Mars in the fourth house at the time of this accident. When it happened, Mars was transiting the fourth house, actually. And that was the danger part.
According to your book, Moon Magic 2006,
yes.
When Mars transits into your fourth house, you have to be careful of robbery, guns or fire at home. Make sure home insurance is taken care of. The doors are locked.
That's right.
And oven burners or iron or the iron is left off.
And the place is locked, that's right.
I guess if you have like an auto shut off iron.
Yeah, there's always a danger at home. Whenever Mars in the fourth house.
Okay. All right. Well, that's...
And what else
Versace had Scorpio on fourth house and was assassinated right at his doorstep.
Yeah.
I guess that's accurate. While walking near his house, Marilyn Monroe was found dead at home.
Okay, if you skip all that, then after that?
The fact that she was dead in the basement... strange coincidence.
Yeah, the basement, by the way, is also Moon Pluto theme, like a Scorpio theme, which is underground, underneath. That's also Scorpio aspect, yeah.
Strange coincidences with number 8 often follow such tragedy.
That's really important, yeah.
As it is a Scorpio number.
But
number 8.
House number, her house number was 735 something? What was it?
Her house number was 75, equaling to 17, equaling to.
That's right, which adds up to 17. Mm-hmm. And if you add 7 and 1, it becomes 8. Like, for example, that Russian or the Korean airline, which was shot down by Russia, remember a few years ago, about 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and there was one ID card of this girl who died in it, and they had in Transtar, and I blew it up, and I beforehand, I knew it must add up to 8, and sure enough, the whole thing added up to 8, and it's the same 8 aspect, something like life death situations, which is not normal. That's a Scorpio thing, because Scorpio is like a life death situations, and when there's murder, suicide, these type of things.
Well, you've even got the doctor came at 8 p.m., and even the autopsy number 96A-155 adds up to 8.
There you are.
Just,
it's not just once, but 3 times, speeding itself. So go ahead, Nan.
She was also born with Mars opposite to Pluto, which we wrote in our last issue as being dangerous to one's life.
Yeah, this is a very, very life-threatening aspect of Mars-Pluto opposition, actually. In fact, I was thinking, you know, if I ever work for the... Of course, I don't want to work for the army or anything at all, but if they ever tried to use this thing, so all the soldiers who have Mars-Pluto are negative aspects of their time, they shouldn't go now, because it's danger. Major is. This is a life-threatening aspect, Mars-Pluto opposition or conjunction or square.
See, when we were discussing this earlier, Peter said he's not going to go to any more 8 o'clock moves. That's it. It's
I gave one of my clients and I told them, you see, when they take the gas for the car, he doesn't take it when it's as up to 8, so it makes it 9. Some people take 6 or 8 o'clock at night. But, I mean, that'll be taken to extreme, of course, yeah.
Yes. In fact, she had Sun and Mars all aspecting Pluto in a grand square. What does that mean?
That's right. This got a grand. That means the 4 planets all in square with each other, so it becomes like a grand square. There's always tension in those areas that it shows.
Indicating constant tension between her goals, career, and health.
That's right. Actually, in her case, it was in the health matters. And what else? Did we read?
Planetary transits of 26 December 19.
Now, this is very important because that's when it happened, actually.
Jean-Benet's chart is on the inside and the transits on the outer circle of the horoscope.
Okay. Just keep on reading.
Mars was transiting her... first house indicating
no,
danger.
No, actually I made a mistake there that time because we thought it was Leo rising. It's actually in the fourth house, which is even more so. And as you say, I saw from the Moon Magic, it says danger from home. And
an accident to the head area from sharp objects.
That one actually, she was born with Mars very close to the first house. It's actually in the 12th house in Taurus. Taurus is her throat. So
okay.
Any acid of throat, any injury to the throat,
She was strangled and also had a fracture on the head. Mars represents someone who is very aggressive and strong, masculine, or athletic person between 30 and 38 years of age.
Now, this, I'm saying that who is the person And this way, I'd like to discuss with Peter after that. Okay, what else is there?
However, I believe that there were two people involved, and the second person was a motherly type of woman. Moon Cancer was in her 11th house, just moving into her 12th.
I was actually in the second house that time, but Moon was in Cancer's side. So, and I said about something about garden.
Secret enemies hidden in the basement. 11th house represents parties, Christmas night.
No, that part. After that?
Which came from the kitchen or the garden. Okay.
That one.
Moon opposed Saturn at 2:06 a.m., which points to a sad disappointing experience with a woman who came from the kitchen or the garden.
That's right, because they both have the food aspect of Moon being the son of Cancer.
Cancer represents food, wearing brownish clothes.
Yeah. And what else?
The man, Mars in Virgo here, must have been wearing dark or greenish clothes.
Natural, yes. I'm sorry, what was the last part you said?
The man, Mars in Virgo here, must have been wearing dark or greenish clothes.
Yes, that's what I do believe, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else?
Mars opposite Saturn in the sky, an accident configuration pointing to head injury.
That's right. You know, sometimes you see there are certain configurations in the sky that happen which relate to individuals also. Like in the sky, there was a Mars-Saturn opposition at that time, which is the head injuries. People are more susceptible to head injuries. Like the Moon is in Libra, and the Pope was shot. The previous one, you know, who was, actually had this Libra planet.
Right.
He had, in fact, he was a Taurus, but he had Moon Libra also. So there are certain events that indicate like that, yeah.
Okay.
And what
should
else?
We,
that's it?
Yeah, that's it. We get to...
Okay.
I think we should give it...
Yeah, we'd like to... Like Peter,
Peter
is
shot.
Some,
he's going to solve the case for us.
Okay. Thanks, Zainab. Okay, Peter, you're going to be a forensic detective here. So I feel, you see, that there were two people involved, actually. One was that Mars aspect, which is a physical aspect of danger and energy. That, I think, between 30 and 38 years old, that person. And because of head injury involved, and somebody who was a rough, tough type. This person was almost like, you know, the one thing which seemed right with this fellow, because I said there was definitely a woman involved, and she had a disappointment from a woman who almost like a mother figure. But I'm quite positive it wasn't her mother. But there was another woman in the party. And I don't know if they've done any, I think, about her at all, but somebody who's in the late 40s or 50s even, and who she really liked, was very nurturing type. And but there was a disappointment from that person, according to this, unless she was thinking, why isn't her mother coming up, or something like that. So that's possibly, I guess.
Well, just the cases always fascinated me, but looking at the scenarios and the type of life that her mother and father had her in, participating in all those events, and she was bound to meet with a lot of envy.
Yeah.
And I always felt that it was a female
judge?
Figure, judge type person that she met along the way, along with the male with her, that they were trying to kidnap her and something happened. They accidentally hit her on the head, and
they did so much of the gadgets and all these things and all that. They there was more than that aspect involved, I think. You know, you see, the thing is, just to judge of something, the aspect of the, see, one is there's such a nurturing aspect in that chart. Somebody who she knew, because that Moon in Cancer is a very nurturing, it's a complete, you know, when they talk about, you know, the Rudolph, the reindeer, you know, all that aspect, that the red nose and all that, that type of music, imagine that music. That's that Moon in Cancer.
Well, there's lots of training that JonBenet would have to go through, either training in dancing, training in walking.
No, but I mean, the day before, the atmosphere was exactly the same atmosphere still in her chart. And that she was experiencing that after, but this happened about like 2 o'clock. You see, 2 o'clock in the morning, I wrote something in that I forgot in my newsletter that the Moon went into or touched up a Saturn or something at 2:01 or two.
Saturn
at 2:06 a.m. Moon exactly opposed to Saturn, which is an aspect of very. First of all, people feel very weak and tired at that time. And, of course, at 2 o'clock in the morning, so it must have been actually before that. They said, I think, later or something. I'm not sure what they've said. But between about that midnight and, I'm sure around that time, that's what's happened. And, in fact, Moon went into Scorpio about that 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock around that time, because Moon was in Scorpio that time in her chart. and which is a health orientation also, but again, the life and death, the whole atmosphere, the horizon, there is danger element there. Like you would almost feel it.
Do you feel, Hassan, that it was a motherly figure that she had met before, that she trusted?
I think the person who killed definitely was this Martian type of a fellow. That's what Mars seemed. Somebody, for example, was about between about 35 and 38 and 40, like early,
younger boyfriend, a woman who she knew.
It is possible. It is possible. Yeah. Yeah. But this fellow is younger than the woman for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. 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 So he's definitely younger and almost like a slightly reddish hair, and with possibly the scar in the eyebrows. Who's very much into health and fitness also. And also may have been into marijuana and all that, but is also very much health conscious.
Maybe he was like a personal trainer that this older woman met at the gym or
actually,
something like that.
How a person could be also, but at the same time that she it definitely shows that, you know, she's feeling very sad about this person, you know, that she likes this, that this matronly figure is having, you know. Now what's happening in the chart? See. I was also looking at this car chart, this fellow car, who said that, there's a false murder claim, you know, that he actually murdered her.
The gentleman dying for fame.
I looked at his chart also. He has Venus in Scorpio, and Scorpio is always, of course, like Ted Bundy was also born with this aspect. And Ted Bundy was always attracted to, it's a very, very possessive aspect. The psychologists and psychiatrists have completely missed out on the real point. They said he was seeking notoriety. I don't believe this one bit at all. He had, in fact, had pathological depression on the chart. The Saturn Moon conjunction is a sign of a hallmark of pathological depression, where people are loners. They keep a very, very low profile. They don't want to come out to the public at all. They're very reclusive. Also, Moon reference a face. These people don't smile. They don't show their smile. I mean, how do you ever find him smiling? Now, British people are also born a lot with Moon Saturn aspect. That's another way to drop everything. They don't even blink an eye. They continue talking. For certain professions, it's good. Like for a nurse. For nursing professions, you'll find Moon Saturn is a good aspect to have. Because they can be quite strict. And but also, you know, when the nurse pulls up a bandage, regardless of how, it hurts, it still,
how
artistic she is, it still hurts. And she can just make a joke out of it. You know? So that's Moon Saturn thing. So it's almost a bit of a cruel aspect. And now his moon was actually in Pisces, which indicates when they are excellent with children and old people. And there's a deep empathy, deep sadness. I have a feeling that this fellow actually really, really, it's almost like loving her. Remember Ted Bundy? When he killed all these women, his mind must have been that if I'm not going to have you, nobody will. It's an extremely, extremely possessive placement, because Venus, when it's in Scorpio, is a planet of love, but also hate. People don't realize Venus is also a planet of love and hate, also, and such an intense sign of Scorpio.
Well, you know the old saying, there's a fine line between love and hate.
That's it, yeah. Bruce Lee was born Venus in Scorpio. It's an intensity of involvement that you do things. But that moon in Pisces, when it's close to Saturn, that he felt a tremendous amount of sadness for her, I have a feeling, extreme sadness. And maybe he wants to take it upon himself to somehow bring it to some closure or something, because he was so upset that nobody had said anything. He was going to even die for this aspect that's mad at him. Because that means these people are quite suicidal usually. Aspect. But, and he had Mercury, the son of Capricorn, very few words. They don't say much at all. And But what I also did was I took his chart and compared it to hers. That what happens when you put his chart around her chart, the moon is right on top of the chart. And suddenly, he gives her publicity again, telling it to the media. That's totally right on top of the chart, the moon.
I see that.
And Saturn is in the ninth house, which blocks the legal aspect. So here's the police and all that, they're completely distracted in a different direction. That's the Saturn thing. So it's really interesting how the chart, but the chart does not. Now, what I find interesting is his Mars, Pluto, Uranus, everything is in her fourth house, a home, exactly as it was when this actually happened. In other words, the transits on that day and his chart are identical. It was a Mars aspect. So maybe that's how he identified that feeling. He can almost relate to this aspect. Maybe he might even believe it to some extent. He does have a Mercury. I'm just trying to see if he has Mercury, Neptune. Now, remember, it's a crazy generation, too. That Neptune and Scorpio, the whole 60s generation. He was born 64. So the entire generation, what I call the Thompson generation. You know, they are such extremist generations, and that's why you'll find this necrophilia, you know, that, you know, when they, you know, when people are almost like life and death situations, and they get pleasure from this aspect. It's very strange. I mean, I'm not saying everybody is like that, a 60 generation pervert, but it's an intense, extreme aspect of that. They are. Like, they combine the highest aspect of spirituality with death and sensuality. Like, Michelangelo was born with Neptune and Scorpio, and he painted nudes in Sistine Chapel. So here's something holy, and he's painting nudes on there. The imagination had to come up and cover it.
But in the 60s, of course, they had LSD, so that was a totally different era.
Which one?
They were doing LSD in the 60s, so it was a completely different mind trip going on.
Yeah, so every about 165 years, the same thing repeats itself. And but also in St. Thomas, where they put the women at the pedestal, she's like a goddess, for example, and they increase the desires, and then they try to transfer into religious aspects. Very crazy theme, you know. That's Neptune Scorpio. Madonna is born with that aspect, and not only did she have these love scenes on the altar, but recently, that I'm not sure what was happening in Russia or somewhere or in the Vatican, that she had something with the cross. Remember, just recently. There was a big thing on the news about that.
Within a decade or just recently?
No, just recently, about a month or so ago, you know, in a concert. I forget what she was doing, but she was something with the cross.
Well, Madonna is a magical marketeer, let's just put it that way. All that stuff she's doing.
I know, but there are points, you see, where there's something sacrilegious and you cross the boundaries. When you violate the divine truth, that is that.
That's when the press is going to write about it.
Yeah, but remember, you've got a Mercury-Pluto conjunction yourself, so I don't think you'll find it difficult to make jokes about nuns and priests. I can send you one of my clients actually sent me some jokes today, you know, so I sent a polite letter, and she wrote me a beautiful letter back, and she said, thank you very much for politely reminding this aspect, because it was somebody, you know, like shooting off the head of this mother-in-law. Or something like that. He goes, no, I didn't find that funny. I said, no, like, this is somebody's mother also. You know, like, you don't, as soon as you see blood and gore, and she's born with a Mercury-Pluto aspect. And she had a major accident while she was driving, and her son became paraplegic because of that. And so all these things that happen, you know, these, certain things are destined. But the thing is, and I thought about today, you know, that I'm going to mention my radio also, that it's not just what you say. For example, you can either, you bless or you curse people. That's Mercury-Pluto. But the jokes that you send to people, everybody, and they might be sending to thousands of people, and you're corrupting everybody. So because there's a certain aspect of like religious faith, it's just like a china vase. You know, once you break it, you can never mend it back again. Once you become very logical about certain things, you know, that's why. But
this character, Kerr, you feel that he was sort of absorbing the crime.
That's one aspect of it, and plus also the fact there's a very strong attraction from criminals to those who are very young, innocent children, because there's certain innocence vibe which is exactly opposite to this. It's almost it's almost like a blessing for them to be close to somebody like that, to be able to identify with them or close them, to cleanse their own sins and everything with that. There's a very, very strong element I've never seen since psychiatry or anything, but in astrology, it's very clear to me. Many times I've noticed this aspect, actually. So by identifying with the death aspect and the death, the innocent child, and a person with all these criminal thoughts, because as far as he was concerned, there's no difference between his just thinking and doing certain things. They both are the same aspect here. It was quite interesting, we thought. The other thing, well, we'll know very soon.
So the case is back to being a mystery again. I hope that one day that they'll find.
By the way, we should also give out the number. Maybe you can give out the number for Toronto as well as for.
Sure. If you'd love to have a free analysis, call 877-876-5227. From anywhere in the United States, and for Canada, you can call 1-888-810-8322.
That's
888-810-8322.
8322. Great. So if you want to have a free analysis, you're welcome to call. You know, so many people hear this show, but they're always very shy to call in. And many of them had written emails, actually. You know, unfortunately, I was just too busy on my things. I forgot all that. I do remember some of the questions, though. And they'd asked about what astrology can do for them. And I had said, besides the fact that astrology is basically a framework which allows us to use our free choice more effectively. That's basically what it is. It's not, it doesn't control our life, it just does a, when we'll experience certain things and how long will they last and how long and when it'll happen. So the experience is concerned. In fact, I was thinking at a world level, at a global level, to offset any of these war themes and all that, I think there should be one department of Hollywood which all it does is just vicariously puts people through a frame of mind that there's war going on and bombs and everything and nothing's actually happening. Because we don't know. We've never been to any place. We don't know if World War happened or not. How do we know? We weren't there. So, I mean, the whole thing, supposing in Hollywood they make it, of course it's not, but I mean, we know that it did happen, but if they, at a mass level, if they vicariously offer the whole thing, I think it's
fantastic. I saw Independence.
We have a caller right now.
Yes, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine, and you?
Wonderful. What's your name?
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Hassan is here.
Okay, what's your date of birth, Nancy?
What's your date of birth, Nancy?
November 4th, 1953.
November 4th, 1963. Did you hear the whole show?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did it make sense at all?
Yeah, it does.
I see. Okay. What time were you born, Nancy, do you know?
Pardon?
Do you know what time you were born?
I believe it's 6:01 in the morning.
Wow. You're a very stubborn person, but very truthful.
Well, it doesn't say on my birth certificate, but
okay.
That's what
And you know, in the olden times, they used to have slaves. It would have been perfect for you, but your rising sign is Libra, actually, according to this. Where were you born, by the way?
Tacoma, Washington.
I see. You have Venus, Neptune, Sun, Mercury, everything in the sign of Scorpio, but Mercury, Pluto, sextile, which is a nice wisdom element in your chart. So you're very, very close to nature and the divine truths. I'm just wondering if that Mercury is actually in the 12th house or first house. Do you have a sort of are you soft featured or very intense looking?
Soft.
Yeah, you're right then. You definitely have Libra. You must be very much into self-mastery then. Because you have a lot of planets in the first house when you want to find the highest ideal within yourself. It's a very strong element of that, and constantly you are trying to evolve.
Yeah.
And helping the masses and saving the masses. But you are a very much, not a loner, but you have very few friends, but deep friends.
Yes.
Because you're like an all or nothing attitude.
Right.
And right now you're going through a bit of a reclusive phase. Actually, for 3-4 months, you have a very lucky theme till December. Late September, October, November, and December, you have Jupiter touching off your Venus, which is fantastic, both financially and love matters, relationships, everything.
Uh-huh.
But you're also going through a testing period for relationships right till about next July, August.
Okay.
So my suggestion would be, are you involved with somebody at the moment or not?
Am I what?
Are you involved with somebody or not?
I'm married.
I see. And what?
Very,
what,
very much in love.
Fantastic. Well, what sign is your husband?
He is a Capricorn.
Capricorn is quite a good sign for you, actually. Plus also the fact that you have Saturn in the fourth house. Do you have the date of birth? Because I'd like to speak about relationships later on, along with Zainab here.
January 11th, 1946.
Let me just quickly. It's a very misunderstood sign, of course, but you are able to communicate the message without, to understand the person without saying much.
Uh-huh.
So January 11th, 1946?
Yes.
Yeah, because you do need somebody who's a bit of a father figure. You know what? He's got to be very careful of heart.
Uh-huh.
And he's got acidity in the stomach. And the last 2.5 years were showing a lot of hassles for him, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you two must get along really well. Now, he's a bit bossy in a quiet way.
Yes.
Yeah, you are more of a dictator and stubborn. He's conservative, but he likes to do things his way, and he likes to prove his leadership. You are more of the fanatic. Like,
yes.
He's not. He's not as emotionally intense as you.
Right.
In fact, he reminds me of Brad Pitt. You know, he has Venus in Capricorn, just like Brad Pitt.
Uh-huh.
It's difficult for him to show his emotions.
No, that's him.
But I'm quite positive you'll get them out because of your Venus and Scorpio. You're quite tenacious.
Uh-huh.
But right now, the next 3-4 months are fantastic. I would suggest you should really spend a lot of time with each other, enhance your love, air your differences, till end of December. Because your next year's show is a bit of a testing period in love. By the way, the next 3-4 months are fantastic for him also, as far as his career is concerned, the entrepreneurial aspect, sudden burst of energy for buying and selling of cars, for moving, just exactly opposite the last 2.5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Any questions you want to ask?
Can that tell you how if my health is going to get any better?
You know, in your case, the thing is, you know, you are so intense and so much into self-control. Like you need, first of all, and you've got this wild imagination on one side. I'm not saying the whole thing is imagination, but in your case, because of all this self-control, like, for example, you might be thirsty, but you may not drink the water. So you need to drink lots of water, and near the kidney area, and anything which has to do with the urogenital area, like you are susceptible to any cysts and all that, but it's purely stress-related. Have you had any problems at all, or?
Oh, yeah, I've been dealing with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue for the last 12 years.
Have you ever tried the noni juice?
Pardon?
Have you ever tried noni juice?
I've heard of it.
You know, if you go because a lot of my clients are saying, so I made up a website, it's called nhtglobalnews.com.
Uh-huh.
And just right in the first page it says all about noni. Just click on that, and it says testimonials. And there you'll see a lot of people have written exactly how much they took, what happened, and all that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, just start taking that. I think it'll really, really help you also.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, my dear. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, so I'm just wondering who we have now. Oh, hi, Peter.
Hi, Sam.
Because we've got two hosts here. We've got Zainab and Peter also here. Yeah, this lady's chat was quite an intense chat. You see, actually, I'd like to speak a little bit about the compatibility. Maybe we can discuss that with Zainab now. So Zainab, this was a very good idea. You know, I mean, I'm glad this lady called just now because her chart was a very, very difficult chart. It was not an easy chart at all. It's very easy to please her, but it takes 1 in 50,000 to have a man.
Isn't that every woman?
No, not at all.
I know, I don't want to shock you, but it is.
No, but see, her Mercury is in Scorpio.
We're just as complicated as we are.
And it just so happened his Mercury is in Capricorn, which is a very down-to-earth person.
Oh, sounds like you have another call. Yes, who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Scott, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Can we have your date of birth?
9/29/58.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
September the 29th.
September 29th?
Yes. 1958.
1958.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm putting that in right
okay.
now.
Okay, 1958 you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you know the time at all, Scott?
It was in the morning, so somewhere between probably 10 and 11 in the morning or something like that. My mother said she wanted to have me before lunch.
Oh, I see. She got a wish. Okay, you have other Libra Scorpio rising. Like this lady who had called before, she had a lot of Scorpio planets, but she had late Libra rising. And I forgot to mention to her that the people who are born Libra rising, it's fantastic for states with them. Anyone who lives in states, for example, or comes to states, very lucky for them.
Yeah.
And in your case, I'm wondering if you have Libra or Scorpio rising. If you had Libra rising, you'd be very sort of soft-featured. But if you have Scorpio rising, you'd be very intense-looking. How do you feel? Are you intense-looking or soft?
Soft.
Oh, then you have Libra.
Oh, yeah, a lot of energy here.
Yeah, you definitely have Libra. Well, you have Mercury also in the sign of Libra. So, you know what's interesting? You know, Iran's president, Ahmadinejad, who everybody's saying all kinds of things about him, but he has Mercury in Libra like you.
Really?
So does Putin. And the one thing you'll see that he constantly says that he wants to have a debate with George Bush.
Yes.
As opposed to war and everything and all that. And of course, and here they are, especially Condoleezza Rice is trying to block this aspect. And even Bush, you know, they don't want to have any debate and all that because they know
right.
It would be difficult to debate. Because your mind is like a lawyer's mind. You like to win people to your side.
Yes.
You're a very caring person. Florence
yes.
Nightingale was born with Venus in the sign of Virgo, just like you. Nutrition and health and naturopathy and
yes.
And simple things of life also. So your mind is like an MBA person. And actually Bill Gates is born with that. Lee Iacocca is born with Mercury in Libra. So very good management skills. But
yes.
In love matters, relationships, you're almost a bit of a doormat in relationships. You care too much, you know. But
yes.
Because you have Venus-Saturn aspect, it makes it a bit difficult for people to express their emotions. You're going
right.
to have a complete change in your whole attitude towards love, marriage, relationships, everything, till November 2008. After that, this has to be completely over. But the next 3-4 months are fantastic for you as well. So September, October, November, December, excellent. By the way, are you also quite musical?
No.
I see. Because you have Venus in the sign of Virgo, which is good for music, but you have Saturn squaring that Venus, which inhibits that. Inhibits both the love, it makes it difficult for you to express your emotions. When you were younger, you probably liked older women.
Yes.
Or very mature type of women.
Yes.
You did.
Yes.
But what do you do, by the way?
I do energy work, and also I'm an electrician.
Because on one side you're very, very much drawn to natural things.
Right.
And nature, and naturopathy, and all that. That's that Virgo part in your chart. That's where the energy aspect comes in. But the Mercury in Libra is being your own boss and going into business and all that. And you have some 12th house planets. 12th house indicates the basements or renovations, and that's where probably the electrical aspect also comes in.
Right.
Chart, actually, yeah. Any questions you'd like to ask? By the way, the last 2.5 years must have been quite difficult for you. Because you had Saturn touching off that moon, which is not good for the parents also, or when you feel very depleted and tired. But
yeah,
now that aspect is completely gone.
Great.
Yeah. So the next 3-4 months, for love matters, for existing love, for the new love, it's excellent. Because you're a bit shy. Are you involved with somebody now or not?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm married, very happily married.
And what sign is your wife?
She's Libra also, October 7th.
Let me just take a date of birth also, because I'll be discussing the relationships, and I'll discuss
1960.
Some answer. What's it, October the what? 7th?
October the 7th, 1960.
Okay. Just give me 2 seconds. I'll have a quick...
You've hit everything right on.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, she has Mercury. She's very different from you when it comes to communication, but in love matches, you two are very, very compatible.
Right.
Her Venus is exactly like the lady who had called before, but she's feeling a bit anemic. I'm just wondering, she's not, are you planning to have more children?
No. She does some daycare, home care, and takes care of children.
I see. Do you have children, though?
Yes, we have 2 boys.
Oh, excellent. But if you want to have another one, it'd be an excellent time.
No.
What about her? Does she want?
No,
because she could not be happy without children, so it's a good thing that you have these children.
Did you hear
right.
that? No?
Yes.
No.
But he's got a sign, Venus square, you know. So it's difficult for him to... Luckily, you got him up with somebody who's very emotionally a very intense and passionate person.
Yes.
Because it's difficult for people to understand your emotions.
Yeah.
And you're rather shy and a bit withdrawn and a bit inhibited. But she understands you without saying a single word.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She's also very good when it comes to counseling, guiding, helping people. Excellent, a very, very patient person. But she's not like a salesperson. Like, you have much better business sense, actually.
Right.
And you're more rational.
Right.
And the one thing you cannot joke about with her at all, I'm sure you don't anyways, is about love matters, because she gets quite serious.
Most
she's
definitely.
Total one man woman.
Yes, that's
And I don't mean one on Monday, one on Tuesday.
You knew I was thinking that, right?
Well, congratulations. You, I mean, I'm so happy that you have the right relationship there.
Oh, yes, it's perfect.
You are much more moderate. You know, when she said something, but the only thing which might bug her a little bit is that you always take the opposing viewpoint. If she said this fellow's a real crook, you'll say, well, maybe, perhaps. You always take it's like a lawyer's mind.
Right.
Because she's so, you know, she's only into truth, that's it.
Actually, right.
Her chart and the lady who had called before, the best are the terrorists or the freedom fighter, depending on whose side you're on. They're born with that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like a real, but they're extremely, extremely truthful.
Yes.
Very intense, yeah. And sort of there's a sarcastic wit there also.
A what?
Sort of a sarcastic wit.
Oh, yeah.
That she has, yeah. Well, end of this year, actually this year has been quite positive for her throughout this year, right till about December.
Yes, it's been good.
Excellent, yeah. Okay, Scott.
Okay.
Check it out. If you want to visit our website, it's astrotrends.net. astrotrends.net.
Okay, how does it look for me working within the universe, within Earth energies and Earth balancing?
It is fantastic. I mean, that is your mission.
Okay, that's
what I'm... Absolutely. And from this December, right about next July, August, is when you'll see the rewards. When Jupiter sets off your Mercury, you become much more philosophical, much more spiritual. And you have a very nice, calm energy about you, but you also are extremely caring. You're very unselfish when it comes to love matters.
Right.
You're a real giving person, so it's perfect.
You're right on.
And I wish you all the best.
And it, if you were playing baseball, you'd be 1,000. You'd be right there, at least 999. Your batting average
is
great.
That's a compliment. Thank you so much. That's a wonderful compliment, too.
Yes, it is. You guys are
great.
Thank you. Thanks for...
You know, you must. You should definitely visit his website. It's extremely informative.
Yes, I'll do that.
You'll be even more impressed.
It's astrotrends.net.
Thank you. Thanks BBS for having you on.
Thank you so much.
Send you guys love. Bye-bye.
Now, what were you saying about women? Let's go back to that.
Yeah, in terms of, like for example, Scott and his wife are very, very compatible when it comes to love matters.
Okay.
They both have, one is, they both have earth and water aspect. Both these women were very intense and totally all or nothing attitude. And he's a very rational person.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's difficult for him to, like, he's a very caring friend to have. But people wouldn't understand his emotions, like, very misunderstood. Because he's a bit of a loner also. He needs sort of a sad music or for example, bamboo flute, like natural instruments. You know? Yes. But in terms of communication, he's a bit different from his wife. But that's why I see when it comes to love matters, like in her case, if she didn't have children, it would be a very difficult relationship because she's so possessive. She wants to possess a person, mind, body, and soul. Actually, there's Neptune, so it gives her sort of a seductive aura as well. In fact, she reminds me of Demi Moore. His wife. Both these women had this aspect, actually. But they both also have to be careful of any ovarian cyst or any other cyst, purely stress-related aspect. That's why I suggest drinking more water and not take life so seriously as well.
Okay.
Now, you know, and in terms of politics, you know, I was looking at Israel's chart, and from this September till about next July, August, there's a very strong element of that need for confrontation, like people when they get really angry, and then would attack and confrontations and all that. And it's a danger aspect. In Israel, it starts showing very strongly. Now, they're born with, Israel is born with this Mars-Jupiter trine. That's why the Air Force is quite strong there. But there's a definite danger theme coming. It's like a wrong timing. I think they had a taste of that in Lebanon, the same theme. Like even the last day when they were saying that the whole mission is finished and all that, and there were 280 rockets there. So when you almost like set yourself up for these themes, it's a definite wrong timing as they're coming up. I think it's going to be some kind of a backlash or something because there are certain, you know, I have some wonderful, wonderful Jewish clients and friends, a lot of them. But, I mean, in every culture, of course, you have a few people, you know, who try to do this thing. But there are some people, I think, who come from either Russia or Europe or something or Ukraine, the hard-nosed type, for example, who do not want to have peace.
Right.
And yet the people themselves, I'm just like American people. I mean, even in the Middle East, they love the American, a lot of things, but the administration itself, I mean, they keep on doing all kinds of disastrous mistakes, one after the other.
One after the other, right.
Like in Babylon, like in Baghdad, you know, like 5,000-year civilization, for example, they destroy the whole museum and everything.
Right.
And but at the same time, they only guard the Kirkuk of these oil pipelines. And it's miserably failing, and they try to create sectarian violence. And we know that it's not just an internal thing. So, and I've said that they cannot afford not to have peace, because after about 5-10 years, everybody will have all kinds of nuclear energy and basically destroy each other. So they've got to be very, very careful. And now it's interesting that Ahmadinejad, Olmert of Israel, and Putin of Russia, all three of them have Mercury in the sign of Libra.
Really?
Yes. That's why I do not believe that Olmert himself went to Lebanon by himself. I'm 100% positive. This was Cheney's move. Cheney and Condoleezza Rice, they all have, it's like an evil genius, type, unfortunately, you know. And they both were getting Saturn aspect to their Mercury, including Bush. So all three may have wanted to, but Bush is just like a puppet. He's not smart enough to make these moves, actually. And Saturn aspect indicates delays, all kinds of delays happening, you know. It's really interesting how the things man up. So any other questions you'd like to ask? Mayan calendar. People had asked us about the Mayan calendar. Actually, they'd asked us about this new planet, you know, when they were discovered. Actually, they were saying that the Pluto is no longer a planet.
No, no longer. You know, we were reading.
But I see now, because, of course, we...
You're reading your newsletter.
They don't know what they call this Kuiper Belt. And Pluto, there's some other asteroids, like Ceres, Sedna. And so we actually take those asteroids into consideration. We've got the whole interpretation done already for these. But Pluto definitely works. We know that. But there are some, there are others like Ceres and Charon. They definitely have effects also. Even though it by itself, it affects a whole generation.
So although they're saying it no longer exists as a planet, you don't agree?
No, but I mean, only 7% of the astronomers voted, first of all, and they don't know anything about, of course, you know, whether it works or not, for example. I mean, every one of those objects, even if they have 1,000 asteroids, they'll all have some bearing on the charts. That's why no astrologer can be 100% sure that this will happen. Nobody can say that. And but the thing is that, you know, I mean, what little we know about these planets,
right,
like the main planets we do know, like Pluto, for example, it's like once in 246-year events. And so obviously, but in a personal chart, it has
right.
a very, very strong bearing.
Yes,
you know, it was
so
an 11-year-old girl who actually gave the name Pluto. Very, very perceptive. She was 87 years old or 90 years old now, I think. And Percival Lowell was the one who discovered it, actually. And at that time, the Disney character Pluto was playing a lot. So it just come up.
I have another call. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And who's this?
This is Swarupa.
I'm sorry?
Nirupa? Hello?
Hello, it's Swarupa.
Oh,
Swarupa. Okay. Where are you calling from, Swarupa?
From Toronto.
Okay, and...
And your date of birth is? Could you repeat that?
1951.
Okay.
Hi, Swarupa.
Hi.
It's interesting that three people actually know the first lady, the second, the gentleman's wife, and yourself. All three of you have Venus and the sun as Scorpio. It's like totally all or nothing attitude. And it's such a, there's a very intense, very caring, very deep friendship. And you have Mercury and the sun of Capricorn. Like that, the first one's husband, he had that Mercury in Capricorn. He had a combination of both. And he had the intensity. Plus, you know, many singles are born with Mercury and Venus aspect also. So people must really love to speak to you in the way you speak. Many poets also are born with Mercury in the sign of Capricorn, including John Milton. And because, unnecessarily speak, you don't waste words. Unlike politicians who say a lot and mean nothing, you would have very few words. And that you will say a lot in those few words. You have a Mars-Neptune and Mars-Saturn-Neptune conjunction. This normally indicates that there's any other sugar problems in the family or any borderline diabetes or anything like that. But you don't take much sugar, do you?
No.
That's good. But there has been some problem like that, yeah?
My dad is diabetic, actually.
I see. The other thing is the Mars-Saturn is a very frustrating aspect. And the frustration which can create heart problems. Also, it indicates the head area, so either heart or stroke, and this inherited from the father, actually. And your father had some like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know, you have some fantastic aspects throughout this year when it comes to financial matters, even in terms of relationships, love matters, right? Because you have Venus and Scorpio. See, that's a very difficult aspect in Hindu religion, when they talk about Lord Shiva, Lord Mahesh, the Lord of destruction but also of creation, that to me is a Scorpio element. So when your lessons of life are through love, so when you marry somebody where either your parents or that person's parents don't come in, or you marry a different culture, different religions, like a black and white type relationship, but the major lessons of life are through religious differences or cultural differences, any of these themes. It doesn't mean that it cannot work out. It just indicates that the society gives a lot of hassle in this area. So part of your lessons of life were in this respect. But you are, what time were you born, by the way?
In the morning, sometimes, early mornings.
And where were you born?
In Sri Lanka.
Colombo?
Yes.
Okay. You have Saturn coming up in your chart right now, which means you're going to become more and more involved with the public. As much as you may want to become like a recluse, right? You want to keep a low profile, I guess, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, you are coming out of retirement, so you won't be able to do that very successfully. So things will happen in such a way that everything is moving up. The first test would be the relationships. So if your husband wants to move, but you don't want to move, and he wants to move to a different place, all that part, there'll be some tension. But I think you should really move to a place where you're not in hiding anymore. It's like people are going towards a city as opposed to being in the countryside. So you are supposed to, you're just beginning. Because 7 years from now, you'll come to the peak.
And 7 years after that, you have to consolidate your position in the public, and then 2 to 2.5 years after that, you can keep a low profile. You have a lot of sudden burst of energy, though, you know. Like you are, I know you're not a gambler in the normal sense, but your energy is like that. And the sudden burst of energy, but except that reclusive side, because you're deep, having that Venus in Scorpio. What do you do, actually?
I work in a bank.
I see. But you have very good management skills also. I personally think you should also do something on your own as well. Like on the side, you should do also. You're not like a regular salesperson, but you definitely have good business sense, and you'll prove your leadership by working hard also. Like some people just win people to their side, but in your case, you like your things your way by working hard and proving your leadership.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am trying to see whether I can branch into something of my own so that I don't have to go to work every day.
Really? You should go to my website, astrotrends.net. Just drop me an email, stargaze@astrotrends.net. I'm sure I'd love to have you, actually do some work with us. Because my Jupiter fits off your Mercury, which is supposed to broaden your horizons, and I like your bossy nature, actually. Because I'm, even though you are also Sagittarius, in fact, you were born the same date as myself, different year, but we are both December 11th, you know that?
Yeah.
And one of the best actors of India was Dilip Kumar, was also born the same day. But unfortunately, this car fellow was also born December 11th. Strange when you get all outside. Of course, the sun sign is just one aspect of it. By the way, you were born just very close to the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah. So the last 2-3 years were definitely not very good for the parents. Was there any problem with one of the parents' health?
My father passed away last year.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a stroke or a heart? Or?
Yeah, it was. They say it was a stroke. It was diabetes.
And diabetes, I see. Yeah, they both are there for the Mars-Saturn conjunction, that's right. You know, by the way, you're a bit of an obsessive person also.
Okay.
Yeah,
meaning?
So I hope. And you have a bit of an explosive side. I'm wondering if it just comes out as just some back problems from time to time, or it comes out as you like flying off the handle from time to time.
Oh, I do fly off the handle from time to time.
If you haven't slept well or something, I guess, because you have this Mars-Uranus square configuration in your chart. You know, there's a bit of an indecisiveness in your chart, whether, you know, when one side of you is very deeply conservative, the other side completely doesn't follow rules at all, and very rebellious against authority.
Very true.
Quite interesting, yeah. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, my dear.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks. Susanna, we can see from the chart there's so many things that are so obvious.
Is she born in Colombo?
Yes.
That's where my mom was born. That's what I thought.
Really?
I heard.
Sri Lanka?
Yes.
Really? We're almost coming to an end, it seems. It's just our little thing saying that we're almost coming to, I believe it's 53. We only have 2 minutes left. Any other important topics like John?
Any other important
topics? By the way,
topic?
The month of November is very dangerous for the world.
We've discussed
we have
what's
to wrap
in the
up.
Headlines, and we've discussed all different, what you've
had.
Actually,
number
similar.
Also, if somebody wants to call us, it's 416-497-9000. I think we only have about 30 seconds of this running music, where a sound engineer has made up the whole thing. I should thank Peter for this, actually. So pre-recorded some of the things, actually.